Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Salamu alaykum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to The Teacher. This is your host, Ali, and in today's program, we're going to be talking about the concept of imamah. Imamah is the leadership. After the demise of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prophetic mission, it continued through the institution of imamah. We know that the divine religions at the time of their descent to the prophets are like a drop of min water, pure, life-giving, and nurturing. But the moment one enters an environment which is polluted and brains become weak or impure, gradually they are polluted and superstitions are added to them, so that the purity of the first day is lost. In this state, neither do they have attractions, nor any educational effects, nor do they quench the thirst, nor do they blossom forth in the flowers of virtue. It is here that an infallible leader must always act as a guardian of the authenticity of a school, and the being pure of the religious programs alongside it, so that they guard against any deviation, extremism, alien ideas, and superstitions. Because if religious precepts be without such a leader, in a very short period of time, they will lose their authenticity and sincerity. And we have seen it with some other divine religions, namely Christianity and Judaism. For this reason, Ali alayhi salam, in his sermon 147 in Nahjul Balagha, he says, "Yes, the earth will never be empty of a person who has arisen with the proof of God, whether through appearing of being known or being hidden, so that the divine proof and signs not be falsified." In truth, the heart of the imam, peace be upon him, is just like a safety deposit box in which most important documents are always placed, so that they be preserved against thieves and other accident, and this is another of the reasons of the existence of the imam. Remember, we've been talking about the philosophy of the existence of an imam. So today we presented to you the second philosophy, or the second potential reason for the existence of an imam. The first one, as you may recall from the previous program, was the spiritual perfection along with the divine leadership. So today we covered guardian of the heavenly laws as another reason of the existence of an imam. We're going to take a short break, and once we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the characteristics and duties of the imam.
IRIB English Radio. Email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
أنت نور الله فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is Brother Mahdi, the discussion at hand, who is the guardian of the heavenly laws? The first holy Imam and the successor to the Holy Prophet Muhammad, the divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, says in Nahjul Balagha, sermon number 147, that yes, the earth will never be empty of a person who has arisen with the proof of Allah, whether through appearing of being known or being hidden, so that divine proofs and signs may not be falsified. So according to this sermon of Imam Ali, there will always be a guardian of the heavenly laws, whether known or hidden, so that the proof of Allah is always present upon the earth. But who is this divine proof of Allah on the earth? Surely, and most certainly, during our time, this divine proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth and the guardian of the heavenly laws is the 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah protect him and hasten his appearance. Dear friends, in truth, the heart and being and essence of a divinely appointed Imam, and again specifically and only speaking about the 12 divinely guided and divinely appointed Imams who were the rightful successors of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, the heart and being of this Imam is like a safety deposit box. It's like a bank in which important documents are placed to be kept safe from thieves and murderers. And dear friends, throughout the history of Islam, there have always been thieves and murderers at every single corner trying to derail Islam, to hijack Islam, and prevent the success of Islam. Even right after the death of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, thieves and murderers were present to break and destroy Islam. Anyways, the divinely appointed Imam is the guardian of the authenticity and the purity and the safekeeping of the original message from those who want to deceive and corrupt and distort the truth, which is Islam. So the Imam keeps Islam safe from the erosion of time and the superstitions mixed with reality. They protect Islam from deviation and extremism. And who better than a divinely appointed Imam to do all of these things, especially since Imam al-Sadiq himself says about just one of the qualities of a divinely appointed Imam when he says, "By Allah, certainly I know the Book of Allah, the Quran, from its beginning to its end, as if it is in my palm. In it, the Quran, is contained the information about the heavens and the earth, about all that has existed and all that is to be. Allah, the Mighty and Exalted, has said, in it, the Quran, is the clarification of all things, and all of this is in the hands of the Imam." So very beautiful and profound. But during the occultation of the 12th Imam, it is our righteous, pious, and brave religious scholars who are the guardians of the heavenly laws. And one such religious scholar and great leader who is on the front lines of guarding and protecting Islam and the heavenly laws is our very dear Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Thanks for listening.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of him?
Welcome back, dear listeners. Before the break, we were talking about the concept or the system of imamah, and for you, we defined and laid out the philosophy of the existence of an imam in all times. Okay, so that philosophy, if I were to summarize it, it is that he is there to preserve Islam, number one. Number two, guide human beings towards perfection. And number three, don't let them fall on the deviant routes. Now, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always away from mistakes and forgetfulness in fulfilling these duties. These duties between the imam and the prophet are common. Of course, a prophet is a prophet and an imam is an imam. There are differences. But when it comes to these duties, there are no differences between a prophet and imam. Remember that prophet is not there for just one generation. Especially our prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was sent for like all human beings, not just the human beings living in those times. So how does this guidance, how does the teachings of the prophet, they stay preserved and they get taught to those who are to come after that very generation that lived through the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in order for the completion of the mission of the prophet, that is to guide human beings, and also another mission of the prophet is to implement the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this entire planet. Now, all of this is only possible if the continuation of prophethood, which is imamah, it is there, right? Human need for religious sciences and teachings is not limited to prophet's age. Human need this divine source of knowledge in all ages. The short time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's prophetic mission did not secure this continual need, especially because of the termination of prophetic missions ever. As you know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the last of the messengers. The Shia Muslims, they know the Imam as a brilliant, complete human who succeeds the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and undertake his duties except receiving revelation. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. La ilaha illallah.